Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Have you listened to a lot of music in your life? Now, I've listened to all kinds of music delivered in so many different formats. When I was growing up, we still had 78s in the house. At 78 revolutions per minute, they would play through in a flash. 5 minutes per side on average. Mighty tedious to play a 35-minute symphony. Let alone a 2-hour, 20-minute performance of The Merchant of Venice. Then came the first LPs. 2.5 times slower, they opened up a whole new world. Now a simple set of 2 records could take care of most symphonies. Operas, which typically run between 2 and 4 hours, came in these really cool box sets that also included complete librettos and ads for other swell LPs you might enjoy. One of the best things about any LP album cover, classical or country, was the giant photo on the front and the liner notes on the back. I like to think that if I were from the previous generation, I would have been good at writing those liner notes. Somewhere in the continuum of recording technology, magnetic tape was invented. A bright young enterprise up in the Twin Cities was rapidly developing a means of recording high-quality sound on a basically limitless medium. A 10.5-inch reel holds over 3 hours of sound. Now, Bing Crosby was the most popular performer in America. Crosby liked to play golf, which meant his live radio show was always running up against his tee times. Now, there was no way that NBC was going to move its top-rated show so that Bing could play golf. Something had to give. Bing Crosby contacted Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, 3M, you might know them, to explore the possibility of tape recording his show. Pretty soon, his show was airing while he was playing golf. I remember that in the 50s, the really cool cats of the music scene played reel-to-reel tapes. They had great speakers and amplifiers and preamps, whatever they were, and they had headphones. Headphones may be the greatest thing to happen to music since the invention of recording. We never had reel-to-reel equipment at our house. We were never that cool. I remember when high fidelity hit the market. Music, or any recording for that matter, always had that slightly distant sound to it. You always knew that the performers were not right there in the room with you. And then hi-fi, and then bam, stereo. My dad came home from work one night with 2 LPs under his arm. One was a Harry Belafonte recording, and the other was a sound effects record. Steam engines, baseball games, indie races, all of it great stuff. We sat in the living room and listened to Harry and the steam engines while my dad offered real-time reviews. Listen to that, will ya? That sounds so real. Now, my dad was not a music fan. He was a fan of stuff and of technology. My mom, on the other hand, loved music. She liked Broadway and she liked opera. Remember those box sets that I mentioned earlier? She had a whole bunch of them. My Fair Lady and La Boheme, Camelot and Tosca, Traviata and The Music Man. I confess that when the house was empty, I would put on the barbershop quartet number from Music Man and try to sing the tenor part from Light a Rose. I wish I had the nerve to do that for you now. I don't. On the Street Where You Live became a romantic staple for me. Any time that I found myself newly in love, and there were a few of those, I would sing, All at Once Am I Several Stories High, knowing I'm on the street where you live. I've been on the street where Mary lives for 47 years now. That's where this started, isn't it? With the question about how much music you've listened to. Have you listened to enough that you can place it in your life? Have you listened to enough that you still choke up when the right song comes on? I hope so.